This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. Everybody should take a moment. If you're driving, pull over and pull out a Sharpie. Now, pull out a calendar, a real one, not your phone, because you're going to have to write on it with your Sharpie, and you don't want to write on your phone with a Sharpie. Because you need to mark your calendar today, because this is the day that I, Bill Frady, military veteran, conservative, you know, radio talk show host, this is the day that I agreed with Big Chief Warren and Scat Francisco Congress creature Nancy the Pelosian, because they are correct that America rejected sitting Bolshevik because she was a woman, specifically because she was a very, very annoying woman who, besides her track record of tacky lies, was very, very annoying in a uniquely female way. A uniquely female leftist way. Putting aside that she is the Bud Light of faculty lounge socialism, Americans had no desire to spend 4 years with some national librarian in the Oval Office pestering us about using our inside voices and demanding that we share the toys we bought with the kids who broke theirs. The most delicious part of this is the ones that rejected her were all Democrats. She comes across as hella school marmy. And the fact is that marms identify as female. Of course, the male-identifying crusty commie curmudgeon and the not-senile Joe, they are also annoying. Like special snowflakes, which no two are alike. No two Democrat socialist commies are all irritating in the same way. They all have their own special way of being irritating. And it's true that Warren, like other females, like Pantsuit, are tiresome in specific ways unique to women. Because men and women are different. So awful men and awful women can bother us in different ways. This is where the left now freaks out. You can hear them snapping. You can hear their heads imploding. Because I'm pointing out an indisputable fact that men and women are different. An observation that Warren would outlaw if she ever got power, which she won't because the vast majority of Americans find her very irritating. I agree with the liberal feminists who insist that men and women are different, though they do it in order to caterwaul that women are better than men. I disagree with that. Men and women are equally terrible when they are leftists. But sometimes they're terrible in ways unique to their gender identification. For example, leftist men like Peyronie Bill Clinton can be especially foul because of their parody of true masculinity. Tapping the barely legal help to soothe one's anxiety is a different and uniquely male kind of annoying that one would not expect from a female politician. And in contrast, women like Elizabeth Kemosabe project this condescending aura of double X chromosome nannyism that resonates within the deep archetypes of our souls and evokes that middle-aged, divorced fifth-grade teacher who had pics of her seven cats on her desk and tried to teach us about Kwanzaa. So, when Warren and others insinuated, as she reached the end of her trail of phony beers and quit the race, that the reason for her total defeat was that Americans would not vote for a woman, she was partially right. Americans were never going to vote for a woman like her, because she's very, very, very annoying. The same is true of Stumbles Pantsuit. I mean, you know, we dislike her too because she's annoying and is very specifically, it's a female kind of annoying that only leftist females can achieve. No, it's not that they are too smart for us rubes to handle. Because I know how to find Wisconsin, unlike Clinton. No, it wasn't that they are too competent for us to deal with. None of us had to take a DNA test to try to prove our Tontohood. And it isn't that they're too real and blow our minds with their hardcore realness. They're as real as that swank Gucci G-U-C-H-I handbag that the guy from Lagos in Times Square lets you have for a cool $20. No. In a lot of cases on the Democratic side, unfortunately, they reminded Americans of their ex-wives, including American women and American men who don't have ex-wives. It's not misogyny to not want to deal with their personal psychodramas and tedious nagging. That's sanity preservation. Now, the left will call that unarguably correct analysis sexist. But they're going to call me sexist anyway, so what do I care? Apparently, we're allowed to point out the unique specialness of women as opposed to men. And that's fair because women are unique and special compared to men. But if they can be different in good ways, then they can also be different in bad ways. Yet we're not supposed to say that. So make sure you say it. A lot. Loudly. And right now the Democrats are out there saying, well, that's the last woman in the race here. We've gotten rid of all the women in the race. In the meantime, you've got Tulsi Gabbard. Always abused and always cheated by the Dem establishment precisely because she does not come across as annoying in a specifically female way. I don't like her politics. For me, they're wrong-headed. And that's why I wouldn't support her in an election. But she seems like a generally pleasant person who has no interest in trying to aggressively nurture me into becoming what she considers to be a better human being. And that's the thing about people like Warren. They always presume to try to improve you. Maybe part of the Liz and Hillary appeal to the left is their secular church lady vibe. But, you know, and whatever turns you crank, Democrats, I don't know. I guess, but count me and most Americans out. It makes no sense to try to disabuse the Dems of their woe is me because misogyny delusion. The members of this limo, you know, leftist gentry wing are never happier than when they can feign oppression, too. And the total failure of the fake Indian is giving them multiple oppressgasms. And moreover, you should never interrupt your enemy when he, she, or whatever the pronoun du jour is making a mistake. And the fact is, the first female to be elected president is going to be a Republican. Maybe it would be Nikki Haley if she can figure out that she actually is going to have to fight the way Trump fights. Maybe it will be Liz Cheney because she will strike down our enemies with a furious vengeance. But it will be a Republican. Most likely it's not going to be an annoying one either. See, it's not about gender. There's certain things about the way they are annoying that are unique to the gender. But it's not necessarily about gender. It's just about the minor part where they presume that they know what it takes to improve us without knowing us. The way they want to, all the stuff they want is, just total control. They don't necessarily want to improve us in a good way. They want to improve us in the way they think is the best way. And that's the problem. They think they know the best way. They think their way is only the way. And their way is never the way. Beware anybody that comes to you and says, I know the way. It should be something quite different altogether. Quite different altogether. As a matter of fact, if somebody comes to you and says, I don't even know what the way is, but I'm trying to find it, maybe you might want to travel with them. But never somebody says, I know the way. This is the only way. Stay away from them. And stay away from the left. Makes your head hurt. The defiance of logic and all that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. And, well, let's talk a little coronavirus. Cod swallop. That's one of those interesting words that might have been used by Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia in a dissenting opinion, or by conservative intellectual William F. Buckley in describing some leftist policy. It's sort of like poppycock or balderdash. It's a British expression that refers to words or ideas that are foolish or untrue, and more, in other words, nonsense. Right now, codswallop is a good description of the entire Democrat agenda, but I will restrict its use to the hysteria surrounding the coronavirus outbreak and the media fear-mongering and the resulting public panic. And let me qualify this for you. If you are over 65, if you have a medical condition having to do with respiratory, cardiovascular, cardiopulmonary, any of these things, which, by the way, that's, I'm not over 65, but that describes me, then, yeah, you want to avoid this if you can. If you do not have those pre-existing conditions, if you're not, if you don't have an immune system that has been compromised, and if you're, you know, if you're like 50 years old and younger, welcome to an amplified version of the cold. But I digress. Right now, big media is about ratings and views and clicks. So that is the axiom. If it bleeds, it leads. And a viral outbreak is the perfect story, on par with a missing Malaysian airliner or a celebrity football player named OJ on trial for murder. It's one of these things that just rarely comes along. And right now, most news organizations are really not, you know, they're not that, they're not really frequented that much. Now, the added bonus is that any negative news can be laid at the feet of a president, which is loathed by the media, who just so happens to be running for re-election, which he's going to win. The media is in full campaign mode, trying desperately to drag the carcass of one of their corpse-like candidates across the presidential finish line. Stoking fear over quarantines and supply chain disruptions, which quarantines are happening, supply chain disruptions not so much, have sent the stock market into a downward roller coaster ride. One of Trump's major achievements is the roaring economy, but taking the stock market down 25% or more may help the Democrats, but by the numbers, the economy is still roaring, bolstered by a February jobs report of 273,000 added jobs, more than expected, and a record low 3.5% unemployment. And it's really interesting because normally, if we're getting out there and we're saying, well, you know, you can tell that the economy is really good because the stock market is high, the left would say, well, the stock market doesn't really affect you and me because all we get are morsels, crumbs, right? But then when the stock market does plunge, then that's the economy being taken down by the president and everybody feels it then. You know, they have it both ways. I don't know how. Anyway, despite the hair on fire reporting of coronavirus news, let's look at some actual numbers rather than the cod swallow from CNN or MSNBC. We're going to look at the statistics from the Centers of Disease Control and the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Dashboard are illustrative. Right now, as I am speaking, give or take, there's about 107,352 cases known worldwide, 3,646 deaths known worldwide, 60,558 recoveries. 15 of those deaths occurred in the U.S., which I think is now up to 22, or maybe 25. The odds of recovering are far higher than the odds of dying. Cases in mainland China have peaked, with few added cases over the past week. Cases elsewhere are on the rise, following the same pattern as China in early February. Recoveries are rising at an even faster rate. Now, granted that China may be better equipped to institute mandatory quarantines and travel restrictions under their command and control government, the pattern is similar to the disease course of other viral epidemics. Anthony Fauci, MD of the National Institutes of Health and member of the Trump administration's task force, gave some perspective in a New England Journal of Medicine editorial. He said the median age of patients was 59 years, with higher morbidity and mortality among the elderly and among those with coexisting conditions, similar to the situation with the flu. The overall clinical consequence of COVID-19 may ultimately be more akin to those of a severe seasonal influenza. So, this is not Trump saying this. This is a doctor saying this. In the New England Journal of Medicine. So, in other words, this is a nasty version of the seasonal flu, potentially fatal for the elderly and infirm. Now, how many Americans die from the flu each day. Let's ask the CDC. Influenza and pneumonia, which that you also have a condition that happens in you with coronavirus. It looks a lot like pneumonia. Caused 55,672 deaths in the U.S. in 2017, or 153 persons per day. And as a reminder, only 15 have died from coronavirus to date. So the number dying in any four-hour period from the flu. Over the past decade, influenza flu has affected between 9.3 and 45 million persons each year, depending on the flu severity. Hospitalizations for the flu have ranged from 140 to 800,000 persons per year, and deaths have varied between 12,000 and 61,000 each year. And these numbers in America only far eclipse the number of coronavirus fatalities worldwide, which is at 36,000 right now. Now, this will likely change, but the numbers are worthy, you know. Are these numbers worthy of the hair-on-fire reaction from the cable news anchors and the Democratic politicians? The coronavirus mortality rate is 3.4%, pushed by, according to the World Health Organization, the global deep state's health mouthpiece. And Trump said that number was too high and was excoriated by the leftist media, eagerly willing to trade a bunch of dead Americans for a Trump defeat in November. And it turns out the president was correct. Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Admiral Brett. I can't pronounce his last name, I'm sorry. He declared the best estimates now of the overall mortality rate for COVID-19 is between 0.1% and 1%. And for comparison, the fatality rate for the seasonal flu is 0.1%. The coronavirus fatality rate is likely similar to the 1.11% figure based on confirmed cases. How many individuals have a normal cold when in reality they have coronavirus and recover after a week? Meaning that far more are infected but are unreported as their infection is a non-event, making the fatality rate lower than reported. That's by the numbers. Whereas with MERS and SARS, the fatality rate was 34.4 and 9.5%. So, the cod swallop. There you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is assuring Americans that testing for the coronavirus is expanding. Pence says that by the end of the week, millions of more test kits will be available around the world.
Thanks to the good work of our top commercial labs that the President Trump brought together yesterday, LabCorp and Quest are in the process now of distributing and marketing coronavirus tests all across America.
Reports out of Washington, D.C. say a stimulus package is being worked on at the White House, which may include a payroll tax cut. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is not so sure about that idea.
I don't know if a payroll tax cut is the right stimulus, but we need something. You really have to keep the economy from being locked down when it comes to travel. All those jobs associated with the travel industry, I think, are most at risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. You know, one thing the left never gets is that being on the right, being conservative, being a critical thinker, means that we look at everything they say, and then we mull it over. And we think about it, and then we investigate it, and then we finally figure out they're full of junk. The other thing they think, I think, is that they can get out there and say, well, we're going to increase our prisons to put people that don't pay attention to the assault weapon ban in jail. The only problem is they're not going to catch them all. And if they do something that is too far, it's already going to be too far. I mean, if they're going to start gun confiscation and it gets sort of rowdy, well, they're going to be in dire straits over that. Dire straits. So it always tickles me when they think we're not paying attention. So I saw this, and this is one of these moments where I'm just paying attention. Now, right now we have the climate change people. And they're telling us that climate change is an existential threat. If we do not... We're the ones that cause it all. We're the problem. We're the virus. We're the contagion. And, it's all caused by humans and CO2 and fossil fuel. And we're destroying the earth. But then they go out and hire more people. Right? See, what I don't understand is, right, Greta Thunberg, she's out there, what is she? She's a teenager. And she goes along with this idea that we're going to be incinerated, which by now we must be under just ever so slightly under 11 years before we're all incinerated. And yet she's traveling all the time. And if something like that were to happen on the scale that they say it's going to happen, first of all, it's irreversible. There's no way to stop it. There's no way to stop it. It's the same thing as if a planet comes in into our orbit, another planet. Do you know what would happen if another planet came into our... If it was big enough, we would watch it, and then we would watch the moon get torn asunder as it got close to it. And then we would be like, what are we going to do now? And guess what? Nothing. So that's not what's going on. And yet, right now at NASA, for example, they're hiring employees into jobs for the future that's going to require fossil fuel if they advocate stopping the use for them. Why are they doing this? They're also requiring the applicants to be pilots. How are they going to be pilots when there are no planes? We do have electric planes that do not run on fossil fuel, but fossil fuel runs the plants that charge the electric plane to get them their charge. How are we going to go to Mars or the moon or the space station or launch weather and other satellites without the benefit of fossil fuel? Now, if you want to see the supply chain breakdown, look at an interruption of fossil fuel. Because then the supply chain does break down if they can't get the trucks on the ground, rolling from place to place. Without semis, which, you know, I hate them about as much as anybody else possibly could, but they really are what supplies the United States. And yet we hear them talking all the time about how they're going to get rid of coal and how they're going to get rid of this and how they're going to get rid of that. We're going to have sustainable energy. And yet sustainable energy will never work for transportation, no matter what kind of transportation it is. Do you think they could power a train that runs off of electricity overhead or on the rails with a wind turbine farm? Like, say, in New York. In New York, they got those all over the place, but where are they going to put a wind turbine farm in New York? Shouldn't media outlets be telling young men and women that they should not go into any field related to petroleum, since they support putting candidates in power who soon want to stop the use of things that produce petroleum? Shouldn't the young, who also advocate ending the use of petroleum, protest anyone that uses it, including NASA? I think they should. I think they should go to the extent to where they strap themselves to, like, a rocket. No, we're not going to unstrap ourselves. We're going to stop the petroleum waste of Gaia. And, you know, just watch it lift off. Wave. See ya. Aren't professors and universities committing massive fraud when they're charging kids so much, including having them borrow lots of money to go into fields which they say are destroying the earth and are going to kill us soon? Or could they possibly not believe all this garbage that they spew? Shouldn't all of the Democrats be asked how the space program would survive without fossil fuel? Maybe Biden knows. He could advise all astronauts and pilots to become coders when he destroys their jobs just like coal miners. Except without people like coal miners and people who extract the energy from the earth, there is no space program. And the media... And the Democrats always point out that we are in a global economy, and they talk about the importance of the supply chain and exports, especially farm exports. How will that work without the benefits of planes and ships and trains and barges powered by fossil fuel? There are all manner of questions that should be asked before we get out there and start wholesale. First, destroying jobs. Destroying people's means to live, to have the money to live. Because we have driven the price up so high of what it takes to live, and then we're going to drive them out of business. And then we're going to lose access to all these products. And if we stop using fossil fuel and leave them in the ground, and then they'll just leak out naturally, like they do already. This is the kind of thing, this leftist stuff, where they get out there and they tell us something, and they don't think we're paying attention. And this is the whole thing about critical thinking that I so admire. People that think about what somebody tells them, and then you just see that look of understanding on their face. They don't have to be loud about it. They don't have to be vocal about it. I just want them to act upon it. And come voting time, vote for someone who's actually going to be. I mean, we came out of the Paris Accords. We got out of the Kyoto thing. And we actually led the world in CO2 emission reduction. Not China. Not India. We. Us. We did better than France. We did better than Spain. We did better than the UK. We did better than all the other people that are out there concerned about Gaia. We're actually doing something that they say is good for Gaia, even though that's dubious too. But hey, critical thinking. It's one of them things that really works out really good if you just take the time to do it. And without it, believing these scammers, these shysters, these grifters, you're leaving yourself open for being taken. And you should never do that. You should only act when you have all the information. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now then, red flag orders. Red flag orders are something that they only judge based on how many they got put out there. And there's plenty of them floating around. And most of them aren't likely to be too much of anything. Somebody loses their cool and someone else petitions the court to yank that person's guns because now they're unstable. And proponents of these laws only look at the total of number of orders issued to assess whether or not the law works. They don't delve into the details. But now we get to look at a case out of Florida where they just instituted one since the Parkland killing. And we get to see how not only are these laws, how they can be misused, but also how it's stupid to just count the cases of red flag orders being issued in order to assess their effectiveness. And we get this. The allegations against Kevin Morgan were alarming. They described him, or they described just the sort of circumstances that Florida legislators had in mind when they approved that state's red flag law in 2018, 3 weeks after the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. His estranged wife, Joni, claimed he was depressed, suicidal, and obsessed with the apocalypse, which he thought was imminent. She said he was stockpiling food, gold, guns, and ammunition in anticipation of the end times, which, by the way, that's what the Mormons do or used to do. And he talked about seeing, hearing, and wrestling with demons, and that he had performed a ritual that involved rubbing oils on their children and the walls of their house. She reported that he was abusing the drugs he had been prescribed for chronic pain, had talked about dismembering his former wife, had intimated he would do the same to her if she ever disrespected him, and had threatened to kill her with a paralytic agent used during surgery and intubation. And on the strength of these claims, Joni Morgan obtained a temporary domestic violence protection injunction, an involuntary psychiatric evaluation order under the Florida Mental Health Act, and a temporary risk protection order under the red flag law, which authorizes the suspension of a person's Second Amendment rights when he is deemed a threat to himself. All three were ex parte orders, meaning they were issued without giving Kevin Morgan a chance to rebut the allegations against him. But then it was time for a judge to decide whether the initial gun confiscation order, which was limited to 14 days, should be extended for a year. And Morgan got a hearing. And the lurid picture painted by his wife simply disintegrated. So they held a hearing to determine whether there was a clear and convincing evidence that Morgan posed a significant danger to himself and others. That's Florida's standard for issuing a final risk protection order, which lasts up to a year and can be renewed for another year. At the hearing, the sheriff's office was represented by its lawyer, Robert Batzel, while Morgan was represented by an attorney named Michael Blackstone. In addition to refuting the claim that Morgan had violated the domestic violence injunction, Montgomery described him as very calm when he was taken into custody. This was a police officer. And when he's taken into custody for the psychiatric evaluation. Responding to questions from Blackstone, she said that Morgan was polite and cooperative, neither raising his voice nor behaving erratically, and seemed to be in control of his faculties. Joni Morgan took the stand, and her testimony was tearful and highly emotional and scattered and frequently vague. She reiterated her earlier allegations and added a few more. But when Blackstone asked whether she had any evidence to corroborate what she claimed her husband had said or had done, she admitted that she did not. There were no witnesses to confirm his alleged threats and no photographs of the oil on the walls or the hypodermic needles he allegedly had stashed to inject the paralytic agent or the food and the gold and the weapons and ammunition he allegedly had accumulated in preparation for the end times. And the police never visited his house to confirm any of these details prior to going with his order. Blackstone also noted that despite Joni Morgan's portrayal of her husband as a dangerously deranged, she was planning to build a new house with him on property they had purchased together in April 2018, and she had left her children overnight with him in that August in the midst of his supposed breakdown to attend a conference in Tampa. Her mother got up there to try to back up her daughter, and of course, when asked, can you prove any of this, she said no. Now, Morgan's demeanor at the hearing was as Montgomery and the staff at the centers had described him, which is calm and polite and cooperative. He denied seeing demons or making threats or being obsessed about the apocalypse. He denied that he had recently been stockpiling guns, saying that he had acquired his collection of roughly 40 rifles and handguns over the course of more than two decades. The only guns he had recently acquired, he said, were three black powder pistols he had bought the previous spring and summer, antique replicas ill-suited for the end times. What about the mostly empty vial of the paralytic agent that his wife had presented to the sheriff's deputies? As evidence, well, Morgan recalled that his wife, a nurse who had worked at two local hospitals, had once accidentally brought home just such a vial, saying she'd put it in her lab coat pocket after participating in the treatment of a patient who'd suffered a cardiac arrest. Normally, when somebody has a cardiac arrest and they have to run a tube down their throat, they will give them a paralytic agent so the tube and the machine will do the breathing, and they're not trying to breathe on their own and stop the machine from doing it. So they actually do that to you. Morgan, who also has a nursing degree, had managed the emergency room at one of those hospitals, but he left the job in January 2015 because of a disability caused by spinal stenosis. And after that, he no longer had access to drugs like this, and given the expiration date on the vial that his wife gave to the police, it was clear he had not been the person who had obtained it. And after that last witness testified, the Blackstone asked the judge to deny the petition by the sheriff's office. He said the testimony, frankly, does not make any sense. And he pointed out, with due respect to Mr. Batzel, the sheriff's attorney, he did not think he had carried the burden of presenting enough evidence to warrant what was going on. And at best, it was just a cussing match between two parties. And at this point, the sheriff's attorney got up and admitted that Blackstone was right. I've conferred with my client, and they won't object to me tending to agree. This puts us in an awkward situation. The sheriff's office is coming into this with all the best intentions. The legislation has put us in a bit of a box, and that's okay. We're going to figure it out. But he said, she said, where the evidence, I frankly will agree, does not meet clear and convincing, we don't want to waste the court's time. And the judge ratified the agreement between both sides, and the sheriff's office had failed to make its case. He said he didn't think it was clear and convincing. And explaining his decision in an order he issued later that day, he said the issue came down to a credibility determination between the respondent and his current wife. And the court found the respondent credible, and the petition was not proved clear and convincing evidence. And the only evidence, the only piece of physical evidence of violent drugs, was never clearly or convincingly explained from whence it came. So a lot of wasted time. Mr. Morgan, through the whole thing, he was very calm and very polite. And he succeeded at shattering the narrative surrounding him at this point. And I have to admit, he's probably a better man than me. Yeah. Probably a better man than me. Although I'm not crazy. I'm not irrational. I'm not unstable. Had her claims been a little less audacious, his wife may well have been able to get the order held in place indefinitely, all without any real evidence. But that's not the way these things work. When you get out there and somebody puts in your hands the power to disenfranchise somebody. I mean, they've got people in Colorado, a woman in Colorado, tried to use their red flag law to punish a police officer who shot her son. And her son was somebody who's trying to commit suicide by cop. So these laws, which, you know, I said when the gun violence restraining order was coming out of California, I said then this is rife for prostitution, for the law to be abused. And it is. Mr. Morgan dodged a bullet only because the claims were so ridiculous, but pay attention. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, if you would be so kind, I wish you would remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.